HarperCollins presents Lean, Fall, Stand by John McGregor. Read by Matt Bates. Lean. Chapter 1. When the storm came in, it was unexpected, and Thomas Myers was dropped to his knees. The air darkened in the distance. There was a roar, and everything went white against him. It had a kind of violence he wasn't prepared for. He wrapped his arms around his head and lay flat on the ice to keep from being hurled away. His hand twitched instinctively towards his phone, although he knew there was no signal and his phone wasn't there. His clothes felt as though they were being torn from his body. The air sucked from his lungs. He had heard this described as like being inside a jet engine, as though people knew what being inside a jet engine was like. People said these things, but the words didn't always fit. The roar of it was everything. He had only his weight against the ice to know which way up he was in the world. He couldn't see the others. He couldn't see anything. The important thing was to stay calm and take stock of the situation. Remember the training. Find shelter or make shelter, remain in place, establish contact with other members of the party, keep moving, keep calm. There were contradictions in the training. It was difficult to think with the weather scouring wildly around him. He didn't know where the radio was. He couldn't see the others. He needed to find his camera. He had set up his camera tripod at the edge of the ice, trying to get a shot that foregrounded the still waters of the Sound with the cliffs of Priestley Head in the near distance. Luke had stayed with the skidoo and the rest of the kit. 10, maybe 15 meters to his left, maybe more. Doc had gone off on the other skidoo and climbed up Priestley Head to give the picture perspective. Without someone in the frame, there was no way to capture the scale of this place. He'd been struggling with it since they'd first arrived. In the pictures he'd taken so far, everything looked too small. The distant mountains. The ridges on either side of the valley. The glacier. The icebergs creaking against each other, with the light turning bluely inside them. It was difficult to fit it all in. He'd lined up a shot with Doc looking out from the cliffs of Priestley Head, scanning the waters. On the radio, he'd told Doc where to stand. He must have put the radio down after that. Doc did a good polar explorer. He had the beard for it. The water was gleaming and grey, and the mountains behind Doc were stark white against him. The auto-exposure kept jumping around. There was a shift in temperature. He'd glanced behind him and seen dark clouds banking over the top of Everard Glacier. He was just detaching the camera when the wind moved suddenly against him and he was dropped to his knees. He must have put the radio down while he was adjusting the tripod. After speaking to Doc, he must have put it somewhere by his feet. It wouldn't be far. The wind was too strong to stand up in, so he edged forwards on his elbows and knees. Forward and to the left. He called Luke's name and heard nothing. He reached around for the radio. He edged a little further forward and paused. The camera should be right there as well. He shouted for Luke again. He wasn't frightened, yet. Luke wasn't far away. He was remaining calm, retaining an awareness of his surroundings. They had come down from the field hut by skidoo, down the bank from the plateau and across the skiway. The skidoos were parked a safe distance from the water. Doc had driven one to the foot of Priestley Head before climbing up to the cliffs. No more than 10 minutes away. When the storm cleared...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?